US interest rates look set to rise next month after a surge in job creation in October pushed the United States unemployment rate down to 5%. This news, which came out on Friday night, wiped a cent off the value of the Aussie dollar, reducing the chances of a rate cut here in coming months. Our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell, joins us. Hello, Cheryl.
Good morning, Fran.
So after 7 years of trying to repair the budget, can we say that the economic conditions are now right for liftoff for US interest rates? Now, I know it's been here many times before.
Well, look, it's hard to see what more evidence the US Federal Reserve needs to start raising interest rates again. Just in recent months, we've seen evidence that the US services sector is expanding. Automobile sales in the US are going through the roof. And now jobs growth, it seems, is accelerating again. More than 270,000 new jobs were created in the US last month, according to that data out on Friday night. Now, that's the fastest pace of growth in nearly a year. That drove, as you said, the jobless rate down to 5%, which is close to what economists say normally is full employment. Importantly, too, the data also showed a rise in wages growth. So salaries are now up 2.5% year on year. Now, that should entice more Americans back into the workforce because the participation rate is still stuck at pre-GFC levels. But so once people move back into jobs, I mean, that's also very good for the economy. Of course, jobs data, as it does here, jumps around from month to month. But these numbers are so good, they're going to be hard for the Fed to ignore. The markets think so too. US rate futures are now implying a 70% chance of a Fed rate increase next month, up from 58% before the jobs report came out. So I think barring some bad news event between now and the December 15 board meeting, and, you know, that could happen, we still also have one more jobs report out before then, you know, US rates should start rising again for the first time in 9 years.
9 years. Mm. Wow. If US interest rates do rise next month, what does that mean for the rest of the world?
Well, as you say, Fred, I mean, a US rate rise has been telegraphed for so long, you'd think the impact would be muted when it comes, but we're bound to see some turbulence in financial markets in the lead up to this December meeting. I mean, after all, it's a big deal when the world's largest economy decides to lift its interest rates, particularly, as I said, when the last rate hike was in 2006. Now, money flows to where the rate of return is better, and it's been flooding back into the US this year in anticipation of higher interest rates. It's why the dollar, US dollar, I should say, has been strengthening and our currency has been falling. I mean, after the jobs report on Friday, the US dollar index jumped another 1.3%, and our currency lost about the same amount, or 1 US cent, and it settled around 70.4 US cents on Friday night. Now, it should fall below the 70 US cent level once rates start to rise again, but our currency is not expected to collapse given the relative strength of our economy and the stability of our economy. It's more worrying, though, for weaker debt-laden emerging economies like, say, Brazil and Turkey, which have been relying on cheap US dollar loans to finance their current account deficits over the past few years. Their currencies have been plummeting, not just because of the prospect of a US rate hike. Their economies are weak, commodities are sliding, and that's raised fears of a full-blown debt crisis because their US dollar loans...
So suddenly their debts get
more expensive. Yeah. And that's why the Fed is also now trying to calm the horses by insisting that any rate rise in the coming months will be modest, and that any subsequent rate rises will be gradual. So not so much a lift off, says the Fed, more like a crawl in upward.
So what, 25 basis points by 25 basis point?
Well, yeah, but slowly. And if the turbulent, but you know, look, if the turbulence really rockets up before the December meeting, then that could be the one thing that might cause the Fed to delay a rate hike again.
What, the rest of the world?
The rest of the world. Even though they're meant to be, you know, doing this for their own economy, they can't ignore the rest of the world.
Will a rate rise in the US, would that put end to speculation of another rate cut here in Australia? Would we go the opposite way?
Well, no. It could mean actually that rates will stay on hold for longer, because if a rate rise drives further falls in our currency, then that's as good as a rate cut here. The Reserve Bank has an easing bias, but as we saw last week, it's reluctant to cut rates any further at the moment, even though some economists think we still need more easing. I mean, after all, our at 6.2%, our unemployment rate is way higher than the US jobless rate, yet our official interest rates are also much higher at 2%. But the RBA is thinking that there are better times ahead. It put out its November monetary statement on Friday, and it's still forecasting growth to rise to 3% next year from a downgraded 2.25% this year. It's betting that households will spend more next year as employment growth gets stronger and in this low interest rate environment. And we should see that reflected in this growth in jobs, reflected in the latest jobs report, which comes out on Thursday here. Economists are tipping 10,000 new jobs were added to the economy last month, with the jobless rate remaining at 6.2%. Now, the RBA doesn't see unemployment falling much further from here because we've got more people returning to the workforce, which is good, but it doesn't see it rising from the current levels either. And that's a big change from its forecasts early in the year. Now, there's some downside risks to these growth forecasts. Unlike in the US, wages growth here remains weak, and that's hardly an encouragement for people to go out and spend when your salaries aren't going anywhere. So that's why the RBA is still keeping the door open to further rate cuts should they be needed.
Okay. And how did Wall Street react to the jobs report on Friday?
Well, stocks dived initially on the prospect of a rate hike. You know, equity markets don't like higher interest rates. But then stocks rose again when investors decided, actually, this is not bad news, that the labour market is actually in very good shape in the US. So that meant it was a flat end to the day at the, you know, in the end. Futures trading here, though, is anticipating that the Australian market will fall by 28 points or 0.5% on opening. So it'll take back the gains that we saw on Friday. We saw BHP shares sold off on Friday, and they might suffer further falls to as more information comes out about this mine disaster in Brazil. I mean, two people have now been confirmed dead. As many as 28, though, are still missing. You know, huge disaster. Mm. And this was after two dams holding tailings from a nearby mine, which is co-owned by BHP, burst its banks, swamping nearby towns. Now, BHP boss Andrew McKenzie is flying to Brazil today to sort of check out what's going on there. Investors, though, other than that, will be focused on a run of economic data coming out of the US this week. There's some retail sales, et cetera, to see if it also points to a December rate hike. At the moment, Fran, the Aussie dollar is slightly weaker still. It's 70.1 US cents, so it's getting close to that 69-cent mark. And it's also weaker against the euro, the pound and the yen.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. Cheryl Bagwell, our business editor.